Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
Hello, and welcome to the Albuquerque Theatre Guild's podcast. I'm Mike Miller, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. This week, we're talking with Debbie Kirst from the Vortex Theater about the Fantastics. There will be some noise in the background that I'll identify now as the cast in rehearsal, since we taped the interview at the Vortex during their rehearsal. And now let's talk to Debbie. On today's program, we have as a guest Debbie Kirst, who is directing the Fantastics at the Vortex.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Boy, what a show.
It's fabulous. It's one of my very favorite shows of all times. And I've wanted to direct it forever and never had the opportunity. So here we go.
Well, I had that opportunity with Tish in Dallas. We had 10 days out. They called us and said, hey, we just lost our director and our music director. Can you get us out of the...
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And 10 days later, we put up a show, but it was... This is not an easy show to do.
No, it isn't. It's deceptively simple. You know, you always think of the Fantastics as being sort of skeletal set, skeletal, you know, props, this and that. It's not, doesn't have all the bells and whistles of a regular musical, but it's tough. It is a tough, tough show. The music is hard, and it's really, it sounds simple, but it's very difficult music. It's not orchestral. I mean, it actually does now have an orchestra, an orchestral score, but it's generally played with just piano or piano and harp or piano, harp, and drums, sometimes some percussion. But
at one time, Fantastics was the longest running show off Broadway. Is that correct?
It's the longest running musical in the United States,
okay,
period.
All right.
And it's the longest, it's the second longest running show of any kind in the world, only topped by, what's that one in London, the Black...
Phantom?
The Black no. Widow? The it's an Agatha Christie.
Oh. Can't answer that
question. Anyway, it's... But it's the second longest running show in the world. It's just, it ran from 1961 to 2002, closed it down, and there arose such a clatter. It got so much feedback for closing that they opened it again in 2006, and it ran until last year, 2017, second run.
So it's now stopped running.
It's now closed again. It closed in 2017, I think spring. I think it was April or something, as I recall. But
okay. But
ran forever. And if people come and see it, you can see why. It's a completely, totally universal story about love, about illusion versus reality, about coming of age, about it appeals to almost everybody on every level, as you well know, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's something in it for everybody.
Well, there is, and it's got some wonderful characters.
Yes.
And as I recall, and I could be wrong, but I don't believe I am, that show was born here in Albuquerque.
Well, a version of it was.
A version of it, okay.
Yeah, there was, I'm not going to remember his name now, Rob, I think was his last name.
Possibly.
John Rob, my husband says, from the corner.
He would probably know that.
Yeah, it was John Robb, and he had a relationship, a professional relationship with Tom Jones, who wrote the lyrics. And so, and they created, it was a very Western piece. And so that, and that previewed here, and then they took it back to New York. Tom Jones took it back to New York with Harvey Schmidt, and they created the Fantastics out of it. Mm-hmm. And it was called something else. Do you remember?
I do not.
I don't remember what it was
I
called.
I do not remember. I could probably look it up.
But, yeah.
Probably should have before I came, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's easily locatable here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Something that we can be proud of.
I think it's really, it's pretty exciting that we have a local connection to this particular piece. And and I personally, because being from Texas, and Tom Jones apparently had gone to Texas Tech at some point where I graduated, where I got my master's degree. And so there were some stories, residual stories from back in the day, you know. But he left there a long, long, long time ago. So not many people remembered him, but...
Well, the show itself stands, you can't run a show that long unless there's something right with the show.
Yeah.
The music, the comedy, the characters. Enjoyed the old actor. His name is?
Henry.
Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Henry. See Me in Light.
Yeah.
And we had a young guy playing the old actor.
Right.
And so it was sort of a double edge to the comedy.
Right,
He wasn't really old.
He wasn't really old, yeah.
But we played him as old, and it was very funny. But you've got now Pete Parkin.
Pete Parkin is the mute.
He's the mute. Okay, all
right. Yeah, which is also unusual.
Great role.
It's a great role, and it's very unusual because the mute has often been played by female.
Yeah.
And often played by someone who's... either a mime or a dancer or, intended to move gracefully across the stage and all of that. And Pete actually does have mime training, and he does some movement and gestures that indicate mime. But he's wonderful, wonderful expressions and can do so much with no dialogue whatsoever. But what a great part.
Right.
To be able to be a part of everything that happens on stage all the time.
It is a wonderful, wonderful role. And we had a young lady, college student.
Right.
And she was brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's where I first got the idea that you don't have to talk to do a good job.
Nope.
To tell a story.
Nope.
So I'm kind of looking forward to this to see. I mean, I keep saying that about every show I interview people for, but this one I have an attachment to. So.
Well, and I think a lot of people do. People remember it fondly, and young kids. We've got kids playing the boy and the girl who are 17 and 18.
Yeah.
And they've come to it. Neither one of them knew it prior to auditioning for the show. They're both extraordinary singers and actors, and they're really, really good. And they fell in love with it. They fell in love with the story. What's not to love, right?
I mean, you can't not love it.
It's a fabulous story, and it just makes you happy to sit there and watch it every night. You know, it's filled with such hope, and such, as you say, the music is glorious, and we see. It's not just the shimmering moonlight. We also see, as you see in the show, it's the light of day. It's the it's what's real about all of us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can have a dream world, and then when the light of day comes, it's when you
have to live every day, right?
Right.
Day to day with the same people or the same situation or the same, whatever it is.
And you have to learn how to do that.
Right.
I mean, it's not peaches and cream when you were young.
No, that's what it means to be human.
Yeah.
And to me, I guess, if there's something I could say that what is the show to you, in essence, that's it. It's what is essential to being a human being. You know, everything that happens, we've all been there. We all know this, or we will at some time in our lives.
And all of these characters are real human beings.
They are. They are. In spite of the fact that, they're not... there's nothing too terribly deep. They're not Hamlet, but but they're but they're real, and that and these actors who show up to do these roles, you know, have to buy in totally and completely to the truth of all of these characters, which is so exciting.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. So what we're hearing behind us is a rehearsal for the show.
Right. Right. We do. There's a fight scene, a sword fight scene in the show, and we do a fight rehearsal every night. They run it every night.
So in case our audience is wondering what in the world's all
what the heck is going on out there?
This is what it is, and you would want to come see this. Now it opens when?
Friday the 13th of July, and then we close on August 5th. And we're doing this time, we're doing the two middle weekends. We have matinees on Saturday, as well as an evening performance. So the first weekend we just run, well, there's a preview on Thursday night. We run Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Sunday's always a matinee. And then second and third weekends we've added an additional Saturday matinee. And then the last weekend is just a regular run.
Now, the Vortex for a while was doing a Sunday evening. Are they
6 o'clock.
They've gone back to?
No. We're doing, well, yes, we're doing 2 o'clock. I think when they opened this space.
Oh, all right. Okay.
They started doing 2 o'clock again.
Okay.
So, but they've never done, well, not often have they done Saturday matinees. So.
Not too many people do Saturday, but on a show like this, you almost have to.
Well, and also, and we're under particular restriction in this show because we can't sell more than 99 seats. William Stafford is an equity actor, and we have a contract that says we can do 99 and under. And so we really can't, you know, so we can't oversell the house. We can't pack people in. But we can pack enough to make 99, but that's about all it's going
to
do.
And so you have to make up the difference with additional performances.
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, we've already the first weekend, both Friday and Saturday are almost sold out, and Sunday is sold out. So it's one of those shows that's just going to sell. And so I think they thought, we can probably, you know, sell a couple of more performances.
We can make it happen. That's
so
good.
Yeah, it's, you know, theater's live and well in Albuquerque.
Yes, it is.
So.
I've been having a great time doing these podcasts, interviewing different folks from different shows.
I bet.
The stuff that's happening is very high quality material. It's varied. So no matter what your taste is in live theater, it's here in Albuquerque.
That's absolutely true. I mean, you can see anything and everything. You know, we just finished Shakespeare on the Plaza, and it's selling better than, well, it's not selling because it's free, but we're having more people than ever before.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's wonderful to see this many people going to the theater in Albuquerque. It's just
indeed.
Fabulous.
Yes, indeed. So, The Fantastics opens the 13th, which is this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're in Tech Week right now.
Right. This is our, this is our final dress tech, and tomorrow night we're in preview. So.
Oh, right. We're on Wednesday already. Mm-hmm. Okay, folks. You're hearing this after the fact. We've already opened this show.
This show's already
open. But you still have a chance to, and so it's a good thing they sold out before you heard this podcast, because you still have a chance to get the later show.
You betcha.
Okay.
You betcha.
All right, so we're at the Vortex. Shows are at what time?
Shows are at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday nights, and 2 o'clock on Sundays. And the Saturday matinee will be at 2 o'clock as well. This Sunday, and this won't matter to the audience, but this Sunday is a Pay What You Will performance. And then the next Sunday, which is the 23rd, I want to say, is a talkback. That's the Sunday evening that we do a talkback. So if anybody's interested in that.
So look forward to packing the house on that Sunday, or sneaking in after the fact to hear the talkback if you're familiar with the show or if you've already seen it. How do we get tickets?
You can get on the website, the Vortex website, vortexabq.com. And that's actually the best way to do it. You can also call the Vortex Theater 24/7/8600. You remember?
After all these years, yeah. I remember. I was surprised when it transferred.
Yeah, well, that's great, I think, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, yeah, so call the number, and you can leave a message, and the house manager will get back to you with a
Very
phone
good.
Call. But it's easy online, so if you want to do that, okay. you know.
Good.
So.
We've worked together many times. We need
many,
to do
many.
That some other time.
Please, let's do.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm enjoying it.
Debbie Kirst, the Vortex, directing The Fantastics.
Fantastic.
That does it for us for now. Join us again in the weeks to come when we talk with other interesting people in Albuquerque's theater world. For more information on The Fantastics and the Vortex Theater's other offerings, go to www.vortexabq.org. Vortexabq.org. And don't forget to drop by www.abqtheater.org to find out what the Albuquerque Theater Guild is up to and see what else is playing in town. If you're enjoying our programs, please share with your friends. Until we're together again, go see some live performance art, and we'll look for you right back here next time.
Stand it, just go on, and just once, before the chance is gone. I'd like to waste a week or two, and never do a chore, to wear my hair unfastened so.